It has been a long journey, this unorthodox pregnancy that Mary experienced. She was barely a child, perhaps only 14 or 15 years old, when the angel came to her and told her what God had in mind. She may not have understood what she was agreeing to when she said, "Let it be with me according to thy will." She endured the difficult conversation with her parents and her fiancé, who by rights could have broken their betrothal, but stood by her. And she began to show in the months that followed, the women in her town gossiped about her, and all she could do was just get through their snickering and snide comments. She could not tell them the whole story of the child that was in her womb. It was a secret. It must have been exhausting, above and beyond the normal aches and tiredness of carrying a child within you. How do you know a secret so large, so life-changing, and not be able to shout it out to the whole world? Now, Mary was not alone in keeping a secret. This business of an angel coming and saying that a child was on the way didn't start with Mary. In the Gospel of Luke, the story begins with another annunciation. The angel comes to Zechariah, a priest married to Mary's cousin Elizabeth. Zechariah and Elizabeth, a righteous people who have had no children despite all of their prayers. And they're now well beyond normal childbearing years. Zechariah is serving at the temple, and when he is in the sanctuary, an angel comes and tells Zechariah that he and Elizabeth are to have a son who will be named John, and who has a special role in God's work. He will tell of the Lord. Zechariah, not surprisingly, has doubts about what the angel says. And the angel says, "Well, you didn't believe the message? All right. You'll be struck mute until the child is born." So Zechariah comes out of the sanctuary and he cannot tell anybody what happened. He cannot tell anybody anything. But shortly thereafter, it becomes clear that the angel was right. Elizabeth is pregnant. Zechariah cannot tell even his wife the story of the angel. The secret is within him, unable to be shared. All Elizabeth knows is that she's finally, after so many years and prayers, pregnant. And she is rejoicing. And I suspect that the women around the well in Elizabeth's town have also gossiped a bit about this surprising turn of events. But no one knows what is going on except for Zechariah, and he can't talk. A secret, unable to be shared. There's something of that in every pregnancy, sometimes good, sometimes bad. When I was working at Children's Hospital, there was a mother of a baby there. The baby suffered from a genetic problem that would lead inevitably to his early demise. His mother was an obstetrician, so she knew exactly what the sonogram done early in her pregnancy meant, that her child would die. Her doctor suggested termination of the pregnancy, but her religious convictions meant she could not do this. So she carried the child within her, knowing that his prognosis was grave. She told very few people of her situation, except for her husband and her priest. And they stood by her side, and after the boy was born, they comforted her as they tried medical intervention after medical intervention until it was clear that there was no more to be done, and the inevitable was going to happen, and indeed the child did pass away. Perhaps she could have told more people about what was happening with that pregnancy, but she chose to keep it a secret. It was something she felt she needed to keep close to her, within her. I don't know whether she was afraid that people would judge her for going ahead with the pregnancy, or whether she couldn't take their pity, or what. But she kept it within her, a secret. For other folks, the secret within a pregnancy is much more joyful. Perhaps whether it's a boy or a girl, or even if it's twins. Although usually size is an indicator there. The child itself is a secret. He or she will reveal elements of personality, gifts, talents, color of hair and eyes, only after birth. But as the time of birth approaches, perhaps the mother has a sense of who this little one is. Does she kick a lot? Maybe this is a future soccer player. Does he move at night much more than during the day? Oh my goodness, perhaps this one will be a night owl and we won't get a good night's sleep for the next 2 years. Does the baby react to spicy food or ice cream? Is that a clue? Perhaps some of the secrets are being revealed. For Mary, she of the unorthodox pregnancy, the secret of the child within her is both blessing and a source of curiosity. Who will this child be? Will he be an easy baby or a difficult one? Will he know from the first that he's the Son of God, or will this be something that he will be aware of only over time? It must indeed be exhausting. And Mary is tired of the questions she cannot answer. So she takes a road trip. She goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Elizabeth, who's surprisingly pregnant late in life, whose husband Zechariah has been struck with some mysterious malady that's taken away his voice. And as she approaches their home, her cousin comes out to greet her and cries out, "You are blessed, and the baby in your womb is blessed as well. How is it that the mother of my Lord should come to see me?" And Mary stops in her tracks. She's shocked. How does Elizabeth know that this child she is carrying is the Lord for whom all Israel prayed? How is her secret uncovered? And Elizabeth says, "The baby in my womb jumped for joy when you approached. My child is a promise fulfilled for Zechariah and me, but your child is a promise fulfilled for the whole world." Elizabeth knows. And Mary thinks, what a relief to have someone with whom to share this secret. So they sit and they talk and they laugh, and Mary stays with Elizabeth for quite some time before returning home as the end of her own pregnancy approaches. Secrets of the third trimester. All who have babies start to dream about them. They imagine what their child will be like. It may be dreams that expresses the mother's hopes, or dreams that express the mother's fears. But they all have the intimation of the future about them. We know in the story of this particular birth how the third trimester will end. The journey to Bethlehem, the stable, the birth, the shepherds, the wise men. For us, the secret has already been revealed, or so we think. One of the reasons why we retell this story is that in doing so, we can re-examine the secret revealed and see if it has something new to teach us. What we hear in the story is children, is the joy that the mother feels in cuddling her newborn baby, despite the surroundings, and the mischievous shepherds and the gamboling lambs. What we hear in the story as new parents is the exhaustion of the task completed, the baby delivered, and the question of what will come next in this changed life. What we hear in the story as we are in our advancing years is the poignancy of knowing that they have no idea of what is ahead of them and how hard it will be. And in the cracks and crevices of our lives as time passes, there are new insights into the meaning of this pregnancy and this birth. Warm milk, pain, light, singing, cold, soft murmuring, all discovered in the same simple and familiar story we hear every year, and yet it is different somehow. That is the gift of the child and of the story. There are secrets that God has for us, that God reveals in God's own time as he sees fit. When we try to sort them out themselves, we get nowhere. But hidden deep within the story are the answers that are made known by the Spirit working within our own hearts. So even as we face 24 more hours of preparation, of wrapping and cooking and cleaning and decorating, even if we wonder if our dad will like the gift we bought, and if the roast beef will be tender this year instead of tough like last year, even as we long for the rest on Christmas afternoon after the chaos has subsided, we need to keep our ears open. If we listen carefully in the coming hours, we will hear a baby's cry. And in that cry, a song that will resonate in our souls in a new way. We will rejoice. We will feel the child's presence. We will be changed, even as Mary and Zechariah and Joseph and Elizabeth were all changed. Even as that baby changed each day and week and hour in his mother's womb. Listens for that baby's cry. Hear the secret and say, Amen.